So Peter Kropotkin, what a human. We are so lucky to have had him. Thought a lot about this future that is already, as he says, possible and simply needs us to believe in it and to work together to achieve it. We have Nikola Tesla's hard work. We can do this literally overnight. It really is about starting the conversations and seeing them catch fire, because freedom is in all of us. He left these words, this vision for us of the present generation who could realize it globally, and it has to be global. Quote, for thousands of years in succession, to grow one's food was the burden, almost the curse of mankind, but it need be so no more. If you make yourselves the soil and partly the temperature and the moisture which each crop requires, and I added, think earth ships, although that's on a small scale, you know, he's thinking, you know, probably, you know, greenhouses or whatnot. We have a lot of further knowledge to apply to this, the conditions that he's recommending here, or the way to actually implement the suggestions that he makes. Continuing, you will see that to grow the yearly food of a family under rational conditions of culture requires so little labor that it might almost be done as a mere change from other pursuits. If you return to the soil and cooperate with your neighbors instead of erecting high walls to conceal yourself from their looks, if you utilize what experiment has already taught us and call to your aid science and technical invention, which never fail to answer to the call, look only at what they've done for warfare, seriously, you will be astonished at the facility with which you can bring a rich and varied food out of the soil. You will admire the amount of sound knowledge which your children will acquire by your side, the rapid growth of their intelligence, and the facility with which they will grasp the laws of nature, animate and inanimate. Have the factory and the workshop at the gates of your fields and gardens, and work in them. Not those large establishments, of course, in which huge masses of metals have to be dealt with, and which are better placed at certain spots indicated by nature, but the countless variety of workshops and factories which are required to satisfy the infinite diversity of tastes among civilized men. Not those factories in which children lose all the appearance of children in the atmosphere of an industrial hell, but those airy and hygienic and consequently economical factories in which, and boy, was he ever on the money, prescient, you know, with that word economical, because we are now in that very, very uneconomical time of having enormous cleanup costs that got pushed onto the, onto the future slaves we were to be that would do the work for free because we have to eat. And they have all the resources hoarded to make sure that we can only do what they tell us to. So very economical, hygienic, clean workshops, factories in which human life is of more account than machinery. Remember that line from Walt Whitman? The narrowest hinge in my hand puts to scorn all machinery. Another wise, prescient man. Human life matters more than making extra profits, of which, and there are a few such places here and there, factories and workshops into which men, women, and children will not be driven by hunger, but will be attracted by the desire of finding an activity suited to their tastes, and where, aided by the motor and the machine, they will choose the branch of activity which best suits their inclinations. Let those factories and workshops be erected, not for making profits by selling shoddy or useless and noxious things, but to satisfy the unsatisfied need of my amendment of billions. This is a global project, a global unity that allows us to create this. And again, you continuing, you will be struck to see with what facility and in how short a time your needs of dress and thousands of articles of luxury can be satisfied. When production is carried on for satisfying real needs rather than for satisfying shareholders by high profits or for pouring gold into the pockets of promoters and bogus directors. I'm thinking UC Berkeley at the moment because they're just a small example of this. They are, quote unquote, developing prime earth for growing food in Albany right now. And I mean, there's just day-to-day horrors of how the quote unquote state decides for us what we want. We have to talk about, we have to get together with our brothers and sisters. We have to start voicing these suppressed thoughts. So many of us feel this same thing, but without the sense of hope that we can and must change it. Very soon, continuing with Kropotkin, very soon you will yourselves feel interested in that work, and you will have occasion to admire in your children their eager desire to become acquainted with nature and its forces, their inquisitive inquiries as to the powers of machinery, and their rapidly developing inventive genius. Such is the future, already possible, already realizable. Such is the present, already condemned and about to disappear. And what prevents us from turning our backs to this present and from marching toward that future, or at least making the first steps towards it? Not the failure of science, but first of all, our crass cupidity, the cupidity of the man who killed the hen that was laying golden eggs, and then our laziness of mind, that mental cowardice so carefully nurtured in the past. And my comment on this, I would argue that what prevents and has prevented us for centuries from marching toward that future that we all want is hidden power, an active, damaged, organized group intelligence. And I have to say this again, it is so dismaying to me that it seems that it is only this journey into the darkness that they have revealed to me in becoming their target that folks really get. That this is a very organized, and they are, it is a group intelligence. Alice has shown us that they have this child-rearing regimen, which does not allow the functionaries to have access to their memories of initial horror at what was done to them. So they do, in fact, behave robotically and without question. And that the vast majority of us hear me say this and think, oh my goodness, she's been delving into this problem of work a little too long now. She needs to just lay back, relax, kick back, smell the roses. And so it is very, very... I rack my brains every single moment trying to figure out some way to convey to those who are not privy because they have not gone through this very intense, lengthy process that I have gone through in proceeding down this path of insisting on speaking what I see, what I've learned from the ancestors. It has been a 6 year long plus journey that I'm asking folks to sort of accept my conclusions or what I have seen on trust. And how does one do that? I don't know. But I need to get with some other folk, is for sure, for sure.